Hey everybody, Tony DiLorenzo and the beautiful Elisa here for our monthly Position of the Month Club. I say it every time because I want you guys to know who we are.
Okay.
So awesome to have you guys who are here on Zoom, over there on Facebook. So it is awesome to have you. We have some awesome guests here, just as an FYI. Boom. So the DiLorenzos, they've been part of the one family for 5, 6 years now.
Something like
2012.
Here's what's really interesting. So they're in town because Aaron is going to the Emerge Men's Conference that you've seen us post in Position of the Month Club.
Doug's coming out tomorrow. I'm going to be picking up Doug from Virginia.
And what's really cool with the fact that they're sitting.
That's all right.
But what's really fun about having Tammy and Aaron here is that the piece of artwork that Aaron's head is right there. They actually did all of the graphic design on that one and the other one that has shown up from time to time.
Which is over there.
You can't see it. Yeah. So it was really fun. They walked into the office here and they're like, wait a minute, that's our stuff. Oh, that's so funny. That's our stuff. And so it's fun. They're in town, spending some time with us. Yeah.
So we're going to jump on because I had a question come to me personally about the coffee break question. So yep. I'm going to grab that. We're going to go over that. We're going to talk a little bit about.
We also have something new that's coming up that we need to share with
address. Yeah. And then we're going to talk a little bit about this month's position and anything else you guys want to talk about. So let's.
If you've got questions, you know, you can post them in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
You will see them
totally
there.
Cool there. And and happy March 14th day, which is Steak and BJ Day. Thank you to Travis Hartley for sharing that with us.
I mean, it was like I hope you've had
your steak. Travis is actually going to come on. Hopefully he's going to be here and he's going to share about steak. That dude knows about steak. He's from Oklahoma.
His dad raises cattle.
Angus beef.
Yeah.
So it's like, so serious. He knows it.
This is no joke.
He said Elisa and I can handle the BJ part and he would handle the Angus beef part.
But so. not on the Facebook Live.
Yeah, we're not going to do any of that. No. We're going to just talk.
Which
brings us into, though, this month's position, right?
Sidewinder.
Come on. There you go. We worked that out. And happy Pi Day, which it means it just goes on forever and ever, right, Kim?
Well, it's the 3.14.
Parents are here. All right. Well, go upstairs.
They probably came over for steak dinner.
Oh, that's
probably why.
Did you invite them over for steak, Travis?
Do your parents know that today is March 14th?
Okay.
We're just
here. Quick question. When doing our coffee break, and we get to the question, how can I show you I love you through the week? I'm struggling with this answer. I don't know how to answer it because I'm not sure I know what I want. I don't want her to feel I am just passing the question off without answers. Mm-hmm. I have thought a long time about it, and I just have a hard time coming up with anything. I took the love language quiz, and it came up with physical touch. I feel like I get a lot of touch throughout the week, but when she rates herself how she did during the week, she gives herself a 4 or 5. Any thoughts on something I could read or listen to or any advice you'd like to give in conjunction to that question? Because we've done it many, many a time.
Yeah, there are a lot of layers to that. If you can leave that up, that way I can take a look at it. First of all, Tony and I don't actually rate ourselves during the week, right? Mm-hmm. So if I ask, you know, how am I doing on a scale of 1 to 10? I never am like, well, I think I was only a 5.
So that's a good piece, because when we answer that, it's always I am rating Elisa and then she would be rating me. So in this event, if how can I show you? We're doing the numbering. So if we're going through the week and Elisa asks how did I do this week, or you know, it's more of me saying to her, I think from a 1 to 10. You're a 6. And this is why.
Mm-hmm. Which is the next question. How can I get to a 10, right?
How can I get to a 10? Right. And so by doing that, we allow ourselves to then give some context around it, because sometimes it's our perception. Mm-hmm. And I've been, you know, personally like, oh, like I didn't realize that was what was happening. my perception was way off this week, maybe on something, and she can then share that with me.
And the other thing too is that by and large, we as human beings tend to grade ourselves lower than how other people perceive us. So it can actually become a very negative thing. Like if Tony were to, you know, say, well, I think you're an 8, and I'm thinking inside, and really I was like a 4. I was a 4. It was so bad. Right? Like, step into that place where your spouse is telling you where he or she saw you. So that's just one of those things, because we want to get away from sliding into negative cycles and self-grading almost always. Now, if you think you were a 10, then just own the 10. You don't even need to have the conversation with your spouse. If they think you were an 8, you're just like, well, I was a 10.
This usually happens when we ask about sex and gourmet time. I'm usually like, I was awesome. So I know I was a 10 there all week. You were missing out on one or two times. So I address those
with Elisa.
That's serious. Like, see, she seriously was like this, like rolling through that, and that is dead serious.
Because there are
many a time during the week when we're doing the intimacy lifestyle where I do get frustrated. I feel like Elisa will not be initiating, and so this is that time though that we were able to bring it up on a weekly basis, and it's not something that just gets brought up once a month, once a quarter,
or
when it's really bad. We're constantly just working through that. And again, where did she see a positive in that?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a negative, and vice versa. Where did I see that positive in it, and where did I saw the negative?
Now, to answer the question, you know, how can I show I love you through the week? You know, and this particular person mentioned that physical touch is his love language. And so it's really, I mean, like when we did the love language, 5 love languages quiz, gosh, it's been years now.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 7 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Tony's came up with acts of service, and I came up with words of affirmation, which were like, oh, great, we know. What does that mean? And I'm thinking, nailed it, right? Like, I take the kids everywhere or do grocery shopping. Sometimes, not always. Ask my family. They'll tell you there's no food in the house.
Thank you, HelloFresh.
Thank you, HelloFresh. We're thrilled they're a sponsor. My kids eat. I did the
Daily
laundry.
Daily Rosa Day tonight on HelloFresh.
Yeah, thank you, HelloFresh. Great when you have company,
yeah.
You know, and you're just like, oh, let me work something out, and I've got everything here, right? You got everything, HelloFresh. But it's one of those things where we actually had to have the conversation and spend some, even before we had the conversation with one another, we had to spend some time. You know, he's mentioned here, I've been thinking about it, but are there particular touches? You know, like you guys have probably heard, if you've been listening to the show for a while, that when we're in the car, Tony likes to have a hand on his arm or his leg. Physical touch is not, like, it just doesn't even register by as a default. So I actually have to think, oh, we're in the car. Oh, Tony likes to have a hand on his leg. Oh, this would be a good time to put my hand on his leg. Like, it's like I have to go connect the dots, and I'm 42 years old and I'm still playing connect the dots in relationship with my husband. But when I do that, then he's like, oh, yeah, I get the little smile and that type of thing. So it's spending time, you know, it's not like this whole prescribed, you know, like, here's what you have to do, but it's going, here are the things that make me feel loved. It could just be, you know, I've got one husband that I'm working with, and he's like, if she would just put her hand on my shoulder, which seems like such a small thing, but his wife doesn't do it. So it's looking at that and saying, what is it that matters most to me, and conveying that in a conversation, probably on a walk and talk, not one of those like face-to-face, like I'm staring at your eyes and you're not doing it for me type of thing. But to say, you know, I don't want to pass off this question, right? Maybe you've got a week, like we have this week, tomorrow, Tony leaves for the Emerge conference. He's going to be gone, you know, 3 days. Basically like 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so this would be the week where I would say to him, you know, what do you need this week? Well, we made sure intimacy lifestyle happened beginning of, you know, his day got taken care of beginning of the week, cause we're not going to emerge without that happening. You know, what are the other things? Something came up today for one of the kids on Saturday, and he's like, oh, I really should be the one to do it. I'm like, you're gone. Tell me where I need to go. Right. So what can I do this week? Right. Look at meet on Sundays or Saturdays and do this, but give yourself permission to actually spend some quiet time to think through what might work. Cause so often we're like, oh, I'm just rushing. I don't know what I need. And it's just like, spend a little quiet. right? And give yourself permission to think through this so that next week you don't have to go, oh, I don't have anything for you, but you can say one thing.
And this is what I say, is that I think a lot of times when we get to that point, we may be a little constipated, and not like physically, but constipated with where we're at.
Yeah.
And so we're stuck possibly. And so just being able to journal, and we were sharing that this week on this week's show, is journaling doesn't always have to be this long form writing. If you're a bullet person and you're just like, hey, here's the three things, boom, 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 cool. Like I was sharing with mine, it's like I do a little bit of long form journaling, and then I do a what can I do section, because that's our theme for this year. And it's just, what can I do? And I just write something right there. It can be really quick and easy, but it's like, okay, what can I do? So I think sometimes we get so caught up in our head here, and yet we need to just get that out so we can see it. And the next day it might be looking back on that, digesting it, and then going back to it, addressing it. Is that truly what I want? We see that people in marriages that don't have vision is because they're just constipated. They can't dream big dreams anymore because they only see the rough patches that they've gone through or they're in right now. So you guys do the coffee break, yeah?
Yeah. We've started. We did a coffee dinner. We did a dinner. It started off as a coffee break, and then it became dinner.
But we did. We took it because we were doing state of our marriage stuff.
Right.
Every week. Yeah. But coffee date makes like much more sense. So we had our phone and went through the coffee date thing.
Just answer the question. Yeah. Was it pretty good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep doing it.
One of the things too, I just had this idea when you were talking about it.
Just hold on.
Yeah.
Those of you on Zoom, awesome. Great to have you. There's a chat button here if you want to ask a question, or there's a little Q&A button. Hit the Q&A and you just put your question in there. It'll like beep at us over here and we'll see it. We'll be able to answer your question. So great to have all you guys on. This is fantastic. You guys on Facebook, great to see you as well. And you can put your comments in there if you so choose, because we're looking at that as well. So
one other thought that I had is that if you're having trouble figuring out what works, doing the gratitude journal like we did back in November, where you can see what you're thankful for. And when you start seeing, you'll start to see patterns. You know, I love it when my wife does this. I love it. You know, I'm so grateful, you know, that he did this, right? And so you start looking at that, and then that actually becomes material that you can go back to your husband or wife and say, you know what, here are the things that I've noticed over the last month. And these are obviously the things that really speak to me. So in order to answer that question, I would love to have more, love to have more back rubs. I'd love to have more, you know, notes in my lunchbox. I'd love to have, you know, whatever that is that you've been noticing. Those are the things that you need to convey to your spouse. And doing a gratitude journal will actually help you to identify it, because on a daily basis, you're going, what am I thankful for in my marriage? What am I thankful for that he or she did?
Yeah.
So the gratitude journal would be, if you're stuck, that's a great place to go back and get unstuck.
And I did that for Elisa, and it was just every day. It was just I am grateful for ... And then I would just write something. Mm-hmm. And it was honestly for that day. I was doing it in the evening when I was going to bed. And it was just like, okay, stop, breathe. With all life that's hit me and us and what's going on, it's just like, what am I grateful for? Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, like truly just that one thing. It didn't have to be crazy. I mean, some of the stuff was the littlest of things of, you know, just, hey, you said goodbye. You gave me a kiss. I mean, it wasn't earth shattering, like we're going to the moon and back. It was just the fun.
There might have been one of those in there.
I'm sure there was. All right. So what do you want to hit to next?
Well, I think we should talk about what's coming up new.
Right? Well, but Sidewinder, 69 Sidewinder. This position is our first oral sex position. This is a fave. And I wrote it up in the write up for this, which Tammy here, where is Tammy? Right there, was the one who didn't want the write ups, like the last page. She was like, oh, I don't need a write up. She loves it now. She loves it. So
this is what happens when you're live with us.
And I shared why we love that. And the reason we love that is because of me being to the side of Elisa, that helps her a ton. Or again, for today, which is steak and BJ, it helps on that part of the BJ part.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's a position that each of you are going to have to work on, figure out what is best for you.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. What we try to do each month is to hopefully get you out of your comfort zone. And maybe even if you put it, you deviate from exactly what it is, it's okay, because it's about you guys finding something new that you can go to at times.
Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's like everything that we put together. It's just building out your toolbox. And, you know, I know sometimes the position comes up and you're kind of like, well, we do that already. Yeah. Take a look at that description.
What is it of this month's position that you like?
Well, oral sex for me, giving Tony oral sex has been, there was a season in our marriage, probably really like decade or longer.
Oh, maybe? At least.
I'm like, maybe 2 decades?
No, it wasn't 2 decades. We've been married 21 years.
Probably close. Where oral sex, giving Tony a blowjob, it was just like, not interested. And so discovering a position where I would feel comfortable doing that and that it was, you know, enjoyable, that was part of the process. And so this position comes from that, you know, like not giving up, keep trying, right? You know, so often we're quick in our marriages to go, yeah, it's not gonna work for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wanna do that. Instead of saying, hold on, can we put a spin on this? Can we get into a different position? Can we try it from a different angle? And that's what I love about this position, is that this is really one that came out of us, you know, Tony staying the course, going, please, can we try it? Can we try this from a different angle? And me having the realization where I'm like, oh, you know what? Different angle. I actually kind of enjoy it. Mm-hmm. But there's a big yes in the background. I don't know if the microphone picked up on that, but oh, I definitely sure did. But that
new microphone we have.
The microphone probably, I wish I had known it was coming, because then I would have like moved out of the way.
Yeah.
She's so embarrassed now. But that's the thing. You know, if something's not working, then don't be afraid to say, what if we tried this from a different angle? You know, it's like, I know we've had other positions in the past where people are like, you know what, I had to, like, it looked like it was going from the left, and it's easier for us to do it from the right. Do it from the right.
Go for it.
Yeah. So a full body hug and have oral.
So, so someone just hit in and said, I love this position because we can get a full body hug and have oral sex. And I can get great leverage to give my spouse the best pleasure. It's a go-to and can be the one that brings him to release when others don't. Beautiful.
See, that's why you keep doing new positions.
Awesome. We love it.
Those are the great things.
And then what's next? Oh, so.
Now we can.
Now we can do the big fun reveal, which they don't even know about, but we're going to share with it.
I know. So, I feel like we need to have a reveal thing like they do for all the babies now. Like it should be a big box.
And this is only for you guys here at the Position of the Month Club, first and foremost. One of my dreams for One Extraordinary Marriage was that we continue to grow the show. One thing I've noticed though, over the years of doing it, and we've shortened our show to help people to listen in, because our goal is to reach married couples all over the world, and decrease divorce. And so one of the things I've noticed though, is that shorter clips, things that people can use today with where they're at, has been something that I've seen become more important.
Mm-hmm.
And so late last year, I began to think about a way to do that. And so the idea that I came up with and shared with Lisa is that we're going to do a daily show. And this has been on our list of like, yes, I want to do this. The cool thing, and this is going to be a produced show, not like, well, the One Extraordinary Marriage show is produced by me. It's just not highly produced like NPR style.
Right.
Where this daily show will be more produced. We have a producer who has worked with a number of artists and a number of companies. And so just last week, we were able to secure a title sponsor for that. And we are now in the works. Mm-hmm. So here's the cool thing, though, and why we're excited to share it with you guys at Position of the Month Club. Because the whole thing about the daily show, it's going to only be about a 5 to 8 minute show on the long side. It's probably more going to be like 5 to 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the key is that we want your questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we want to answer those vital questions that you're thinking about. And with that, we're able to then talk directly to you and so many other couples who are probably thinking the same thing. Could be from a sexual intimacy, financial, emotional, many different areas. And we're then able to just go, here it is. Mm-hmm. If we already have it in our archives, you better believe it. We're going to find it and we're going to use those and then point people to the One Insured Near Marriage so where they can get the full length and really get in. But we just want to be sharing that with you guys. Here's the thing too. It's going to be anonymous. We're not going to use names.
Right.
We want to hear from you because we'd love to have, when we open up the show, we're going to have 10 new ones. And we want to have some of your questions already in there. So send them to info@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. Mm-hmm. And you can just put in the subject line, daily show question. And we'll have it. And Elisa and I are going to start recording those, getting them to our producer. So it's really cool. We're excited. Benjamin, great to have you here, man.
I feel like we should be back here. Yeah!
You should be.
Did you know this?
You should be.
We have a live studio audience. No, if we get rid of the long show.
Thank you for saying that because we didn't clarify. So we're going to make sure to say no. We are the One Extraordinary Marriage Show. No way. That's mine and Elisa's week. Like,
that's our therapy, folks.
Yeah, when those guys were talking about state of our marriage, I mean, that's sort of like our state of our marriage conversation. As a note, as a win for that show that we take pride in and having such an awesome family around us who listen. That show for sponsorship wise is sold out through the rest of the year. And that is a huge win. I mean, we are excited to have folks like HelloFresh and Casper and Songfinch and
ZipRecruiter
and all the Beachbody and all those cool because they really value what we bring. So we are not getting rid of the One Extraordinary Marriage Show.
No, thank you for asking that question because you just gave me a heart attack.
Now what you get to do is you can look through and go, what question do I want answered? And you can go find that daily show and go, oh, that's it. And then if it's something that we already have in our archives, you can then go back because a lot of you go, well, where do I find this question or how do I answer this? Not just you guys, but folks in the One Family as well. Like, I want something on this where this will now answer their questions and then boom, they can then hear the entire show to get more. So,
but like Tony said, we definitely want to have you guys planting the seeds for those questions, mm-hmm. right? If there is something that you want to know, that you want, answered, good grief, send us those questions because, in fact, I was telling the producer mm-hmm. today, he's like, what are you thinking about for those first few questions? I said, I know exactly who we're going to ask.
Yes.
If they have questions. Right, because just like we answered the question on the coffee break here, or I got another question even in on email today talking about emotional intimacy. Mm-hmm. It's saying, you know what, if those questions start coming in now to our email inbox, guess what? We'll do a quick email response, but we're going to direct them back to the daily show because we're going to start answering those.
Yeah.
Will you feature these on the one Facebook page, the daily show episodes?
Haven't got that far ahead yet, Kim.
It's a good question.
Most likely right now we're just in production. And so I will begin starting to work on the back end stuff here in the next couple of weeks. Once I get everything to our producer and getting stuff to the Facebook page and stuff, I'll probably have Heather, who you all know as our administrator and our assistant here. She'll probably help out, but I'm not too sure yet. So, yeah. As we're coming to the end here, questions, you guys, anything you want to hear, anything you guys are thinking about, how we can help out. You're going to be seeing, some pictures of Aaron back there and Aaron's right there. Boom. Aaron and I and Doug, we're all going to be heading up to that Emerge conference. That's what I wanted to share. I also had a great conversation. No, because this is something we've talked about here in the club about doing a live event. Mm-hmm. I had a great conversation with my campus pastor this past week, and we are looking to do a live event late September, October 2018 here in San Diego. You guys will be the first to know about it. We'll make sure to keep you guys posted. Any event that we'll do, Position of the Month Club members who do come, will be VIPs. You guys are going to have front row seating blocked off for you guys if you choose to come. So we're gonna be working on that sort of stuff. So we got a lot of stuff coming. Position of the Month Club itself, we got some cool things coming here in the next about month and a half or so. We're going to be launching.
We should have had a big box, like the reveal and the streamers. Like, there's just so much stuff.
And here's the thing, though, you guys are that are inner circle. And so if there's something like, hey, you guys are like, hey, you know, we would love to see this position, or what about this? Bring it to our attention. Mm-hmm. Like, we're here and we're going to make sure you guys get answered first and foremost, even with all our emails that we get. So we love what you guys bring. I want to say, like, one thing that Kim brought, she's like, I want to start a date jar. I thought, wow, what a cool idea.
It's like, coming next month.
So yeah. So Lisa's like, oh my goodness, I'm going
to, like, I'll build it. And then
So we're going to boom. And then this way, now all you can do is you can get them all and you can cut them out, put them in a jar, do whatever you want. So, that's that. What did Travis say? We just finished dinner from one of your spots. Hello Fresh. Yes, it was steak. Steak Caprice. Hey, we've had that. I think we had Hello Fresh tonight too, dude. So
yeah, we had chili. I don't know. I ate it so fast, but it was amazing.
I would say at the live event, we will have Travis. We'll have a position on Monk Club, like, dinner here at the house, and whoever wants to come over, and Travis can make us dinner. What do you say, Travis?
Aaron will help.
And Aaron will help.
I'm like, Travis, you just got lost.
So we're like, things like that. Those are things that we are working on, and we're excited about. And we hope that you guys just continue to share what's working for you guys, and that way we can, you know, cheer you guys on too. So here we did it. Whatever you guys need encouragement on too, don't hesitate. Like, put it up there. This is about being real and honest. And that's the best thing about Position of the Month Club. What?
Okay, so we just got an alert on our computer.
Did you plate that? Did you seriously plate that? Did you seriously plate it like that? Or is that a picture from HelloFresh?
I bet you he plated it like that.
He plated it like that, dude.
If that's the case, Travis, I just want you to know that your plating is spot on. That's impressive. I had to look up the picture because it popped up with an alert, then Travis had just posted a picture.
As you can tell, we love them.
So you know, take a look at the of course. Yeah, sure. Of course, it looks like the picture.
Wow. All right, you guys. If there's nothing more, first and foremost, we love you guys.
We love you, Travis.
We love you guys. We are truly honored and blessed to have you guys here. And we can't say enough. Don't hesitate to reach out. If there's something going on, you're not bothering us. It may sometimes take us a little time to get on it, or Heather to get respond to you, but we're here for you guys. And we just want to see you thrive. Your marriages become extraordinary, stay extraordinary, and just rock it this year. Like, again, what can I do? Mm-hmm. Make it your cry. What can I do in my marriage this year? And amazing things are going to happen. And I know they already are happening.
Absolutely. And if you're in town, you get to hop in here.
If you're ever in town, you email us, you text us, you know, boom. And we got it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Have a great night. We're off to the game.
Lacrosse game next. All right. Love you guys.